Well, amen. What a blessing that was. And I want to thank all the children. You can go ahead and be seated. I want to thank all the children for their hard work in preparing that. And no doubt it was a blessing to me, and I trust it was a blessing to you. And not only the children, but all the adult workers that have been working with them. And I'll tell you what, they did some amazing work with some of these children up here to be able to memorize and to do all the things that they did. And so we just so appreciate that. Tonight, what I want to do and just share a few minutes with you is what the children already somewhat presented, but the beginning of the history of Christmas. The beginning of the history of Christmas. And I'm going to read one verse here to get started, and it's a verse that all of us ought to be very aware of. In the very beginning of the eternal Word of God, in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1, the Bible says this: in the beginning, God. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And let's pray. Our Father and our God, as we do come before you once again this evening, we thank you for your presence in this place. We thank you for these children who are being raised to understand the most important story and the most important historical event in all of our history, and has to do with God. And I pray now, God, that as we just study for a few minutes and look at a few scriptures, that you would use this to be a help and a blessing for each and every one of us, just to realize, truly, where Christmas, the birth of Christ, where it began. For this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. The birth of Christ, which we find in the New Testament, and we're going to be reading that in just a second, begins here in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1, because it's about God. It was about God in the beginning of human history. God desired to create man in his image, in his likeness, so that he would have something that, as far as we know, he never had before. And that is fellowship with humanity. So the Bible says God created. Well, there's a whole lot of different thoughts on that, a whole lot of different philosophies. And the truth of it is, God is greater than what the human brain can fathom. The fact that this entire earth and the heavens and all things have been created, I can't think that big. I can't go that far because I'm limited in my understanding. I'm limited in my capabilities of mind. And we must not limit our faith but by our human understanding. So many people dismiss God because they can't understand how that the earth could be created and how humanity and everything else could have been created. But you limit your faith by your human understanding. I don't have to understand it to have faith to believe it. I just gotta believe it. I believe in God. I mean, I look around and nature itself reveals this intelligent design. I've heard what humanists say, and I've read the Bible. And there is no doubt in my mind, when you put everything together that we can understand, that there is a God. I will wait till I get to heaven to fully understand if he breathed it into existence, how he molded everything, how the design and all the different things, far beyond my understanding now. I just have faith to believe it is. I have the faith to believe the Bible to be the very words of God that he's preserved for humanity to know who God is. And God wants us to know that he is a creator God. The start of the New Testament now. Go over with me to the book of John in chapter 1. Because God put it together. He put Genesis together, so we'll have an account of creation and how everything began, how it all started in regards to humanity. God developed and designed time for humanity. And then we find in the beginning of the New Testament, the Bible says somewhat the very first thing, the very same thing, first of all, in the beginning. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, the very same creator. He was there in the beginning. The Word was there. It was part of God. It's who God was and is. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. In the beginning of time, God created man. That's in the beginning, because time was developed and designed for man. God created everything in preparation for creating man. He created the heavens and the earth for man. But in the beginning of time, God created man after man had sinned. Sin reigned on the earth. Around 6,000 years ago, God destroyed the face of the earth, stopped listening to humanists, and believed the Bible. There was a flood some 6,000 years ago. Not billions and millions and billions of years ago, but there was a flood 6,000 years ago, according to the scriptures. What about carbon dating, all the different, you're listening to man. Believe in God. God destroyed the face of the earth and saved alive Noah and his family. This is the history of Christ. This is history of Christmas. From Noah's eldest son, Shem, we find the ancestry of Abraham, who was called out by God to establish a chosen people who would later be known as Israel to represent him. Through the prophets, God revealed to Israel the coming of the Messiah, the Savior of the world. And then we find John chapter 1, the fulfillment of the prophecies. Jesus presented himself as the fulfillment of the prophecies, the fulfillment of the Old Testament. And he came to establish a New Testament. In John chapter 1, verses 1 through 14, it records a story of Christ's coming. And in this story, we find three things, three very quick things I'm going to present to you tonight. The biblical fact of his coming. The tragedy in his coming, and the help associated with his coming. The biblical fact is God became man. God became man. Again, way beyond my human understanding. A virgin birth. God wanted that because he knew that we could not understand that. I don't need to know all the details. I don't need to know all the different things. The Bible does reveal several things to us, but I just have to have faith to believe that God wanted to identify with humanity, and there was a need for God to identify with humanity, and God became man. In In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness. That's his coming, Christ's coming. The light, which is God, shineth in darkness. The darkness comprehended it not. Verse 14, he says, and the word was made flesh. That's that same time. The word was with God. The word got, it was God. The word is God, is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And dwelt among us. God became man. The reality of Christ's birth is recorded. It's recorded in history. There's no doubt that it took place some 2,000 years ago. It's changed in the way that man has identifies time. The Christian calendar was established, all to record the reality of Christ's coming. The Bible says over in the book of 1 John in chapter 5, 1 John chapter 5 and verse 9, if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. You have God dwelling in you because you've believed him, received him. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar. Because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. See, God wants us to acknowledge the recording. Because God's the one that has recorded the beginning of all things. He's the one that has given us the history of humanity, dating all the way back to God creating the heavens and the earth. He's the one that recorded the birth of Jesus Christ, the prophecies, first of all, the coming of the Messiah, who would be virgin born. The coming of the Messiah would be the Savior of the world. He recorded it. He made sure that it was preserved. It's been written down, recorded. And for some 2,000 years, it's been preached in Baptist churches. Beginning with the most famous Baptist of all, the forerunner of Jesus Christ, John the Baptist. His doctrine is what we hold to today. We haven't gotten any of the doctrine that we hold to as a Baptist church from any other denominations. We never come out of the Catholic Church, never been a part of Protestantism. Protestants came out of the Catholic Church. The Baptist Church has never been under the Catholic Church. Our heritage goes all the way back to the doctrines of Christ being established, first of all, by the forerunner who was prophesied that would come and prepare the way of God who had been manifested in the flesh. Which brings us to that truth that God walked on earth in human flesh. The very one that created the earth. We've been up in airplanes, we've been up in jets, and you look out at the rising out the window, and it just amazes me to see the vastness of this great planet, Earth. And in my mind, to think that it had been created by my God. And the very one who created the earth became man and walked on the face of the earth to identify with me and identify with you. So we would have a high priest in heaven who can identify with us and want us to identify with him, and he ever liveth to make intercession for us. That's the God that we serve. That's the beginning. That's the history of Christmas. You see, this no doubt reveals God walked on the earth. It reveals the Trinity of God who made humanity in his image. And he said in our image, in our likeness. Yeah. He was born God. Don't let anybody tell you any different than that. He was God before he went into the womb of Mary. He was God before he went into the physical developing body, the physical developing body of John the Baptist. He was God when he placed himself in that little baby's body. He was God when he was delivered, when Mary gave birth. He was God when he was a teenager. He was God as an adult. He was always God. There was never a time when God, who created the earth, was never God. He was always God. He was God when he hung on Calvary's cross. He was God when he thought about you and I when he was hanging on the cross. Even when he looked down upon those who he was dying for and said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He died for them. He was God when he went to the grave. He was God when he defeated hell and death. He was God when he resurrected. He's always been God. The tragedy, if you can understand, there is a tragedy in his coming, not for us, but the tragedy was the whole world didn't believe. And it is a tragedy today that there's still people, and the number is growing, that do not believe because they let their humanity get in the way of their faith. But the Bible says in verse 3, and all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. He gave life to man. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. He was rejected. First of all, by Israel. Christ was born a Jew. His own. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. He came for the sins of the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. But he came, first of all, as a representative of God's children, the Old Testament. He came in, as a Jew. And they rejected him. They still reject him. What they rejected was Jesus as a creator who gave physical life. And they rejected Jesus as the Savior who gives spiritual life. If it were not for Jesus, there would be no life. Because without God, there would never have been humanity. The Bible says in John chapter 8 and verse 12, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. You'll understand life. When you understand and believe in God, and you understand, believe that Jesus was God manifest in the flesh, and he revealed to us everything that we have need to understand about past, present, and future. We understand life. If you don't know and don't believe God, you don't understand life. And you'll go in so many different directions. Many are too educated in human wisdom to believe in the simplicity of God's word. The help. If we look back, and this, we'll close with this, but the help that it brought to us. And he reveals it in chapter 1 and verse 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father. And here it is. This is the help that we have. Full of grace and truth. Everyone wants to be loved. Whether you admit it or not, everyone wants to be loved. And yet the greatest love known to mankind is the love of God. So many people are living without it. Not because they can't have it, but because they can't believe it. Grace is love, kindness, unmerited favor. God ultimately took on a human body so that he might pay our sin debt. Because it would take the blood, as we understand the Old Testament law, take the blood of a sinless man. The blood that flowed through the veins of Jesus Christ was the blood of God. Sinless blood. No other man could have died for the sins of the world. Jesus was the only one. Because he's the only begotten, one of a kind. He was God, and in his veins was sinless blood. He shed his blood. He died in our stead so that we might live. That we might have opportunity by simple faith to believe. And when you believe, you can receive a gift of everlasting life. Without faith, there's no belief. You have to believe. You have to have faith to believe. The Bible reveals who God is. The Bible reveals which is the truth. He's full of grace and truth, and the greatest truth of all, the doctrine of truth that we need to hold on to and look to more than any other, is that the wages of sin is death. Truth. Can't get around it. And all of us are born with a sin nature. Because we're born with a sin nature, we're sinners. And the payment and the wage for sin is eternal damnation, separation from God. We are born sinners, and we're all dead in our trespasses and sins, but we can be quickened or made alive through Jesus Christ. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through and only through Jesus Christ our Lord. The New Testament, and especially when we get into the book of Revelation, is all that humanity needs to fully understand to be prepared for death. If you've not received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, can I tell you, you do not have the gift of everlasting life, and you are not prepared for death. If you die without Christ, you'll die and go to a devil's hell. That's just truth. That's the Bible. If there was any other way, then Jesus would have died in vain. There was no other way, and that's why God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth him should not perish but have everlasting life. One way, one blood shed, one time for all humanity, and he offers it to us. A gift, the greatest gift anyone could ever receive, everlasting, eternal life. Do you have faith to believe And if you do, you need to receive. There's got to be a point in time in your life when you know that you've called upon the name of the Lord so that you could receive the gift of salvation. If I could have every head bowed, just for a minute here. Praise the Lord for the Christmas program. You heard them speak about telling people about Jesus, helping people to come to the saving knowledge. And I don't know that they even, all of them were old enough to fully understand it, but they got it out. But it's the truth. As we've just spent a few minutes here looking at the Bible, it's truth. Do you have the faith to believe? And have you received the gift? Father, we bow before you now. We love you. Thank you for the truth that we have received here tonight. Thank you for your sacrificial gift. Thank you for the recording that you have preserved for us so we can understand these things, dating all the way back to the beginning of time and looking forward all the way to the end of time. I pray, God, that there's anyone here that does not know you as their personal Lord and Savior, they would not leave this place without receiving you tonight. Bless in this invitation. In Jesus' name, amen.